Another thing I think that our community is proud of is that as Eddie saw our medical students in the elevator, it's not uncommon to see the Virginia Tech Carolina School of Medicine students out and about in the community, and that they've embraced, as we've embraced them, they've embraced us. And so maybe you could share a little bit about what are some of the things that our medical students do within the community.
They do so much, and it's wonderful to see that level of engagement because they come from all over the region and all over the country. And now we're seeing them staying in Roanoke or coming back after they trained in their residencies to stay and work here. So I think a lot of that has to do with their feeling of connection with each other and with the community. The number of things they do is almost too numerous to count. Just when we think we have a handle on all that they're doing, they come up with something else, which is wonderful. For example, I went into the medical school building on a Saturday morning several months ago to find a student organized a refugee and immigrant health fair. It wasn't just a bunch of students sitting in a room taking people's blood pressures or checking this or that. It was a full-blown health fair that had health insurance companies, members of Carilion and others, other health systems coming over to kind of help do health screenings, vision screenings. There were translators in multiple languages. There was food. There was instruction on healthy eating. The numbers of services that were put together here was such a rich collection that I said, I was almost feeling, gosh, it's a shame you had to be a refugee or immigrant to get these services. To be more serious about it, the students put this together. This was only the second year in which they had done it as a student initiative, where they reached out to other organizations, coordinated efforts, sent transportation to areas where refugees and immigrants were living so that they would not have to find their way to the medical school building. All of the thought that went into this was just one of my first tastes of what our students are capable of. It's just amazing to behold. And I have to say, this was not a photo op. No one was tweeting about this. This was all just to do it because it needed to be done. And that was wonderful. The other thing that I've done with them recently had to do with the Renovation Alliance on the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, which is a day off for the students. They organized a day of service, and I was able to join them at Renovation Alliance building ramps for families that would otherwise be isolated so that the disabled members of the family would now have ramps to transfer in and out of the house with. It was too windy a day to take the ramps up to where they were being installed. Because of that, we just kept working, and I think we made enough ramps or ramp sections for several houses. It was a lot of fun.
So excited to hear about those type of involvement and what you're doing in the community today. It kind of like it goes back to, you mentioned at PRISM and things that we stand for near and dear at Virginia Tech that we maybe serve, and I can see that coming out of the program every day. So thank you for continuing that tradition. Kim, remember the first time you invited me to meet the dean?
Right.
We were at Jay Foster's house.
Yes.
And it was a small group, all of us got together and had an opportunity to meet the dean for the first time. And Dean, as we mentioned earlier on, I was very impressed with your background and your pedigree, but there's a couple of things that you said in that meeting that really blew me away. And it went more along about how we needed a strong ecosystem and how we needed to look beyond just the VTC, but to the startup community around us. So as you think about the VTC, where it's at today and where you'd like to take it tomorrow, where do you see it in 5 years? What are those the type of the things that you would like to add? How can the community get more involved in your vision?
There have been a lot of discussions along the lines of what you're asking at this point to understand what is the vision for the VTC enterprise. And there are so many different stakeholder groups engaged that it will result in a very thoughtful process that will eventually be able to answer your question. That's my hedge because they're really, I cannot speak for the enterprise as a whole. Obviously, there are enormous opportunities to coordinate efforts in the health sciences and technology space. There's amazing work going on at the Fralin Biomedical Research Institute, which is stimulating incubators and other startup efforts and shared investments in the future. And how that moves forward is a subject that we're all thinking very hard about. We've had some consultants come in to take a look at it, people who have come from other areas that have been successful in building these kinds of enterprises. The ecosystem is a very important concept here because if you really want to create and transform a community, it involves coordinated efforts between all of the folks that we currently do have at the table, but perhaps taken to the next level of organizational connection. So we have city and state and county governments at the table, regional governments at the table, I should say. We certainly have the business community at the table. We have hospital community as well as the Virginia Tech. And so all the players are here. How it works, who makes which investments and which aspects of this in order for the whole ecosystem to improve, that's where the questions remain. And so it's premature to kind of give you that 5 to 10 year vision. I will say that we will continue to see incremental growth that no one expects, given the stories of the other health science technology corridors, for example. No one expects there to be a sudden moment in a year or two where we say, we're here. We finally got here. Isn't that great? And I'll tell you, that's better for infrastructure development anyway, to kick people out, to keep up with the growth that we're anticipating. So lots of enthusiasm, lots of thought going into this, but not yet with what we'd call a master plan moving forward.
So Dean Learman, last question, and particularly for our listeners, if you have someone from the community that would like to be engaged with the medical school, how would you suggest they get involved?
Well, there are a number of ways, and we want to meet them where they have their passion. So if their passion is to meet new medical students and young doctors, be involved in our MMIs. You know, that's a wonderful way to get to know the applicants coming in. If you'd like to understand how we interact with topics such as diversity and inclusion, we have internal and external community advisory groups for that. If you ask me, what do we really need in terms of our future? As a new medical school, we don't have much of an endowment. We have very few alumni of the medical school, although there are a lot of hokey doctors out there. There are only a handful that graduated from our medical school. So what we really need to be able to recruit the best and brightest physicians, future physicians around the country, these thought leaders, is we need to be able to offer them as much scholarship support and debt reduction as the other schools do, because some of them already come to medical school with substantial amounts of debt. And for them, the additional debt of medical school becomes such an issue that it becomes a major consideration in their deciding. We want every student who wants to come here and should come here to financially be able to afford to come here. And it's going to be a multi-year strategy for us to get to our goal, but we do need to build an endowment that will help us support this. In several medical schools that have very deep endowments, they're offering either free medical school where all tuitions are waived or debt-free education. And, you know, it'll be a while before we can offer that, but we really do need to increase what we do have to offer our most outstanding applicants so that there are no barriers to them joining us.
And Kim, we mentioned at least a couple times on previous shows that we do have a capital campaign going on right now.
We do.
So even though that we may not have a lot of, you know, doctors have graduated from the program now, whether you're on your 8th or 11th class, once again, it's part of the capital campaign. Please help out and reach out and give to the hospital if you can. That would be great as far as education goes. There's a big event coming up, I think an art show in February that we wanted to chat about.
It does. It opens on February 25th, and it's the Art League. It's co-hosted by the Art League of Alexandria and the Salem VA Medical Center. And so I know one of the things, if you want to come and visit us at the Health Science and Technology Campus and at the physical location for the medical school, which is in Riverside 1, the hallways are already starting to be filled with the new art show.
If I had one other thing I'd like to share, sure, it would be around the excitement that we are generating around looking at how Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, the Radford University of Carilion and FBRI, the Fairfield Biomedical Research Institute, how we work together to define a campus here in Roanoke. I think we all have great respect for our interprofessional colleagues across these different organizations. There's been nothing but the most positive energy in how we move forward. So another, a smaller part of that master plan I referred to earlier is the master plan for how we organize our own spaces in the area with Virginia Tech and Carilion and Radford. And I think we're going to see some exciting moves ahead of us there as we define a campus in a more tangible way.
I love seeing the energy that you and Dr. Friedlander and Dr. Hempel at Radford University and Dr. Sands at Virginia Tech and Nancy Agee, you all bring a unique set of energy and you all are all kind of focused on True North. So I hold out nothing but great aspirations as we move forward with the vision as you guys build out. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today. It's welcome to the community again. Looking forward to the art show, Kim. I'll definitely be there. If you haven't had a chance to go down to the VTC and look at the new building and the construction, the art show could be the perfect excuse for you to take the family down and see some of the arts. On behalf of the whole team, welcome to the Roanoke Valley, and we look forward to hearing lots of great things in the future.
Well, thanks, Eddie. It's been a real pleasure spending time with you. I feel very welcomed in this community.
Until next week, I'm Eddie Amos.
And I'm Kim Blair, and this is Virginia Technology Today.